Greetings, everyone. This is School of Thought. I know it's been a while, and I wanted to speak about my journey to rediscovering what I want out of life, right? When I read The Alchemist, I reread The Alchemist. I love that book. I realized that I was the shepherd, right? And not, you know how in The Alchemist, the shepherd goes on this adventure to find his treasure, right? To find what he's looking for. And when he gets into a hard place, he was like, you know, I should have not pursued this treasure. I should go back. It's easy for me to go back. And for a while, I felt that way, right? Where I was a shepherd. I was doing everything I was supposed to be doing. You know, everything that I know and continue to know. I just was in a place of, I would say, I don't say stagnant, right? Because I did learn more of a leadership role. I did learn about people and how to manage people and their expectations and their emotions. So I did learn a lot, right? And I was able to discuss really amazing things with leadership, with people who are in higher roles than me. But I wasn't happy. And I wasn't happy. And then when COVID happened and me taking on more responsibilities, it just wasn't, like, you know, fun anymore. It was more like, I'm doing this, yes, to pay my bills. I'm doing this, yes, to, just to pay my bills, just to live, right? I was making good money, but I wasn't happy. And when I read The Alchemist the second time, I realized that, like, I realized I was just a shepherd in the beginning, right? Just doing what I did because I was comfortable. It was my comfort zone. And I decided to, you know, change all of that. You know, I no longer am in New York City. I'm in the West Coast and I'm starting my life again, right? And don't get me wrong, I had moments where I did have obstacles, right? I'm not going to sit here and say it was like a smooth sailing. Things came up, but I found ways to get the job done, even when I didn't know how to, right? And I do have a friend, but my friend doesn't see the vision, right? And I realized that my friend isn't supposed to see the vision. It's my responsibility to see my vision. It's not anyone else's. So that's one of the lessons that I'm learning in 2021, right? I'm also learning to be more open to people, let them in a little bit more, not necessarily like tell them all my business and all my issues, but I, not in the sense of issues, in the sense of like baggage, but in the sense of, you know, like sometimes I'm a person who likes to warm up to, right? I need to know you a little bit more before I disclose certain information about myself. But I'm learning to drop my guard down. And I'm learning to be more open, more honest, more proud of my culture and getting into like my culture, the food that I grew up eating, being proud of my background, learning more about my history of my people, and expanding myself. I think that that's the best thing you can do, is continuing to learn as long as you're in the world of, as long as you're living You should be learning. And that's what I'm doing. I'm reading books on how to be better emotionally. My EQ, so my emotional intelligence, I am also learning about how to communicate better, right? How to have my body language more open. And it's been really a great adventure, right? I think that sometimes we want, like, all right, I'm so used to the finished product that I forget to enjoy the journey. So that's what I'm doing. I'm enjoying. Well, I'm very pleased with my journey, right? And my journey, I have goals that I wrote down, things that I need to accomplish for myself and not for anyone else. So that is my update on my life, right? And how the alchemist that I read a few months ago has made me change what my everyday life looks like. And it's not a bad thing. Change is good. And I think that that's something that we as human beings, we're afraid of. We're afraid of change. We're afraid of having a new direction. We're afraid of just leaving things behind and starting anew. And we always can create a new life for ourselves. We have the ability and we have the skills. Like, during COVID, I learned a new skill. I passed my classes, I passed my tests, and I have a high-paying skill that pays me a good amount of money. So, that's all I have to say. Nothing more. I will try to be more active on my podcasting because I want to be more... I want to give you more content, so I will continue to do that. So I'm going to review some more books that I've read on a spiritual level because I love my metaphysics. I feel like there's things that we as human beings were so, like people would say, stuck in a matrix. I think there's so many distractions, right? Distractions. There's so many distractions. And it makes us want things like right now. Like, I want my pizza right now. Instead of understanding that things take time and it takes effort and it takes work to get to the place that we want. And it's also about networking too. There's the people you know who can assist you, who want to assist you, right? Because you can know people in the right environment, but they might not want to help you because either you're trying to live off them or you're not trying to exchange anything, right? Whether that be free labor, whether that be whatever thing you can offer for free to assist them, you know, or, you know, maybe even paying. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know. Hey, let me pay for your coffee and let's talk about certain things. So that's all I have to say right now. And I will be back and, you know, be more active on this podcasting because I love, you know, to talk about how life is intertwined. And I feel like manifesting the life you want is all in you. You just gotta tune into the frequency. So, talk to you soon. Bye.